This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1318. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, principally shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 6th, Slovakia shortwave may continue, but where is Serbia? Wild about cricket and football, Alice Springs via Radio Australia. VOA closing more languages, including Hindi. New shortwave station in Pensacola. Public radio pirate in Marfa. Latin American DX News and the Propagation Outlook. Here is a rarely reported external service in English, but we're glad to see it reconfirmed. No doubt it helps to be as close to Azerbaijan as possible. Vladimir Titarev in Ukraine via DSWCI DX Window says the external service from Baku was heard at a surprisingly big level on 6110.84 variable, quite competitive against its neighbors such as China on 6110 exactly, Belarus on 6115, and VOA on 6105. This was May 30th in English at the summer timing of 17 UT, followed by Russian at 17:30. He says in both cases there was about 10 minutes of news and then mostly Azerbaijani folk music. Modulation not too bad. As a consequence of the close down of the Kavala shortwave site in Greece and the end of cooperation with IBB of the U.S., DX Mix News in Bulgaria observes that the Radiophilia interprogram in a variety of languages on 7430 has been canceled. That included English at 18:30, and it was on the air from 13 until 19. And the remaining Greek service, AVRA 5, the voice of Greece, can be summed up quite succinctly. 19 to 0555 on 7475, 23 hours a day, except for 1000 UT on 9420, 05 to 10 on 12120, 06 to 10 on 15630, and resuming at 11 until 1855 on the same frequency. And ERA3, the Macedonian station, is now running from 11 to 1655 on 9935, 17 to 2255 on 7450. Montenegro is now separated from Serbia, as you may have heard, which means a new radio country, but it's unlikely they'll have any external or any domestic shortwave service for that matter. However, the hams are looking forward to a new DXCC country as soon as everything's official. Meanwhile, what about Serbia? Kai Ludwig in Germany tells DX Listening Digest and made a point of listening to the station formerly known as Radio Yugoslavia via shortwave, including the German broadcast scheduled at 2000 UT on 6100, except Saturdays. However, you could not hear it, possibly because of the blaring DRM from Luxembourg on 6095. However, he could hear China Radio International on 6100, so it appears that the Bielina transmitter is off the air. Well, that leaves their website as a possible source for news via web audio. However, we can't seem to get anything in English, and Kai says the German news was last updated on May 22nd. However, he says the presentation is more lively, now read by two announcers introducing themselves, and I suspect the studio faces onto a street, I guess, judging from the background noise. The missing audio files are probably a further indication of disrupted transmissions of what has been known but surely must be renamed again, the International Radio of Serbia and Montenegro. That is, if it really still exists. Since the beginning of the A06 season, there's been an unfortunate collision between HCJB and Radio Bulgaria for a couple of hours on 11700, including the English broadcast from Bulgaria at 2300 UT, blocked here by HCJB in Spanish. Well, I brought it to the attention of Alan Graham, and he has moved HCJB to 11720 since June 5th, putting both them and Bulgaria in the clear, Bulgaria staying on 11700. It seems there was a mix-up at HCJB. They were supposed to be on 11720 all along. As we've been reporting, according to Radio Slovakia International, They were planning to have to close down their shortwave service at the end of June. However, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain has been monitoring the situation closely from their website. At least in Spanish and French, they don't seem to bother to report much about it in English. But there was some possibly good news as of June 6th. It was reported that the leader of Slovakia, Ivan Gašparovič, had indicated that the external service on shortwave ought to be maintained for the time being, even if there are not the necessary funds allocated for the purpose. There ought to be some other means of making up for the funding deficit besides closing down shortwave broadcasts. The president of Slovakia, Gašparovič, said it should also be taken into consideration what the point of view of the next government might be about this, and he underlined that it would be very difficult to regain any shortwave frequencies which have been abandoned. Meanwhile, Tony Curry of Radio 6 International, based in Glasgow, Scotland, has provided a new schedule for his station, showing that there will be relays overnight via Radio Tatras International in Slovakia, not shortwave, of course, but on FM, daily from 23 until 05 UT on 94.2 and 94.8, besides some medium wave and satellite broadcasts. The only shortwave currently on their schedule are monthly broadcasts via IRRS, actually Bulgaria, with 20 kilowatts. On the second Saturday at 08:30 to 9:30, and the second Sunday at 07 to 08, both on 13840, and the second Thursday at 19 to 20 on 5775. It appears these happen to coincide with the scheduling of their new DX program, D-Extra, which should be Thursday at 19:45, Saturday at 07:45 and 09:15, and Sunday at 07:45. There may be other times as well. Check their website, www.radiosix.com, for their daily program schedule. And they also have a non-stop webcast. Mike Barraclough forwards news from the UK Radio Listeners Group from Ian McRae that Charlie Gillett has been unwell and has decided he will no longer be able to do his weekly two-hour show on BBC Radio London. There is an explanation from Charlie himself about his health problems. He's been diagnosed with Churg-Strauss syndrome. So our best wishes for his recovery from that. He does hope to be able to continue to do his show on the BBC World Service, that is World of Music, scheduled at a number of times. We have a report that AFRTS Iceland has been noted inactive by Luca Botofiora in Italy, PlayDX. Checked June 2nd at 07:05, neither of their usual shortwave frequencies on upper sideband was audible, 7590 or 9380. This may have been coincidental, and they are often missing for one reason or another, so let's hope they come back. But it so happens that on June 1st, the AFRTS or AFN station in Keflavik, Iceland, closed down permanently. Now, the shortwave did not actually relay what they had on medium wave 1530. This is because President Bush is pulling all remaining U.S. troops out of Iceland, says Sam Ward in Ontario, DXing.info, who heard from a friend of his in Iceland. The station was known as Thunder 1530 and was often heard in the UK and other parts of Europe. The station was apparently quite popular with Icelandic youth because of being a source for American music. Although 1530 is gone, Steve Witt reports in Medium Wave Circle that the FM station, known as K104, will remain on the air until mid-July. But the Medium Wave studio and transmitter has already been broken down and crated out for reuse. It may be going to Bahrain. The satellite feed is still being relayed by the Keflavik-based cable TV system with capability to break in with local messages. A single item from Africa this week. I was listening to Channel Africa at 0528 UT on 9685 during one of their English hours and noted they were using the slogan Voice of the African Renaissance. I wonder if this is informal or official. Relying on PWBR, Chris Hamley in Victoria thought he had a new Indian regional station heard on 3365 at 1750 UT, since none is listed. Nor is it listed in the WRTH 2006, but I'm afraid they both jumped the gun in eliminating what is actually an old 90-meter outlet from Delhi 3365. That was one which was supposed to have moved to 60 meters months ago, but has not. In DX India, Alokesh Gupta presents a schedule of Indian West Indies test matches, that is, cricket, which caused All India Radio to broadcast much later into the night than usual. Not only on 65 medium wave stations, certain FM gold channels, but also on shortwave frequencies 3315, 4910, 4950, 4960, and 5040. The late broadcast will run from 1640 to 2110 UT or so. On these dates, June 10th to 14th, 22nd to 26th, and 30th to July 4th. As you may know, I personally have no use for silly ball games, especially when they take up broadcast time. But the World Cup is getting underway in Europe for several weeks, and of course the countries involved are likely to be broadcasting the matches of concern to them, such as Spanish foreign radio. Radio Exterior de España says it'll be doing so, although with no details, but no doubt that will disrupt their usual programming. Radio Nederland has issued a detailed schedule of their World Cup coverage in Dutch. We're still trying to nail down exactly what's going on with the new clandestine for Laos, known as Hamoub Mojtem. Ron Howard in Shanghai, China, where he's on vacation, says he heard it on UT Friday, June 2nd at 0206. Rather poor signal, however, and wasn't sure of the ID, and was not heard after 0230, which is its scheduled sign-off time. That's 15260 via Taiwan. In New Hampshire, Scott Barber heard them on UT Tuesday, June 6th at 0222, as late as 0241. At least he thinks that's what he had on the frequency, 15260. They're supposedly scheduled only on Wednesdays and Fridays for half an hour. Meanwhile, the well-established Hmong Lao Radio via WHRI has a new frequency, according to DX Mix News Bulgaria, for their one-hour broadcast Saturdays and Sundays at 13 UT. Had been on 11785. Now they're moving to 11940. Chris Hamley in Victoria says he's hearing Radio Central Papua New Guinea on 3290 with a big signal, possibly a new transmitter, and they're on the air earlier than before, already going when he checked at 1930 UT, and he also hears them in the evenings. They are not parallel to Port Moresby on 4890. ABC Alice Springs, as we have reported, is off the air, off shortwave, for refurbishment, and Shepparton is now relaying the Northern Territory service to fill in on 6080 at night and 11880 in the daytime. According to their website, noted by Dave Volko, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, and he was also hearing them on 6080 before and after 1100 UT. But we're not sure what the frequency changeover times are. If you hear 11880 during the local night, it's probably Radio Australia itself as usual, as reported at 18 UT by Phil Atchley in California. Radio Australia's official monitor in San Francisco, George Poppin, forwards news from Nigel Holmes of Radio Australia. I'm just back from commissioning two new transmitters for RA at our Brandon station in far north Queensland. They're still running at 10 kilowatts, but rated at 20, and can do DRM, so there may be some limited DRM test transmissions later this year. The Coral Sea service from Brandon is currently from 20 to 12 UT on 12080 at 80 degrees azimuth. I found CVC Network News, that missionary station originating in Australia, on a new frequency 15795, June 5th at 14 UT. It's on their website as a broadcast to the Middle East at 1417 UT, following one from 12 to 14 on 17860, which is also new. They also have a new English broadcast to Western Russia at 12 to 15 on 13830 and 15 to 17 on 13800. DX Mix News Bulgaria says the 13 megahertz ones both have severe co-channel interference problems, while on 15 and 17 megahertz, The transmissions are to run from June 1st till August 31st, and all of them are via Jülich, Germany. Standard disclaimer, you're tuned for the 1318th World of Radio from P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. There's one last chance to hear World of Radio on WBCQ. Our UT Sunday 0300 broadcast on 9330 has been replaced by some other program. I've heard nothing about this yet from the VOA itself, but Media Network quotes DNA India that the Voice of America has decided to shut down its daily sesquihour shortwave radio service in Hindi, citing budgetary cutbacks, the emergence of TV and the Internet in India, as the leading media to disseminate news. Private FM radio stations have also affected listenership, according to the editor of VOA Hindi, Jagdish Sareen. The decision by the Broadcasting Board of Governors is pending with the U.S. Congress for final approval. The website quotes public affairs advisor at VOA, Brian Mabry, that along with VOA Hindi, services in Albanian, Bosnian, Serbian, and Russian will also stop. This somewhat amusing item from KimAndrewElliott.com, where the careers of former U.S. international broadcasting luminaries go. Former chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, Mark Nathanson, is now championing the flush-free urinal. There's a story on Bloomberg.com about his problems in that business, headlined, "No Flush Urinals, Cable Baron's Cause, Thwarted in Los Angeles." Well, we shouldn't really laugh. After all, water does need to be conserved. More news from KimAndrewElliott.com. PSYOPs goes to the Weekend Warriors. The U.S. Army Civil Affairs and Psychological Operations Command has transferred operational command and control from the U.S. Army Special Operations Command to the U.S. Army Reserve Command, according to a story at military.com. And the Fayetteville Observer says, PSYOPs group has 1,300 soldiers, I guess that's referring to Fort Bragg, and will grow to 2,300 by 2011. Ben Cobb in Washington, who monitors FCC developments, has some big news for us. There's been an application for a high-frequency station in Pensacola, Florida, and on June 2nd, the FCC marked it acceptable for filing. So that's the first step. We'll see if it ever actually develops. Is it by any chance secular? Of course not. Here's the website of the organization, www.smyrnabaptist.org. Don't see anything there about shortwave plans yet, but they are involved with a webcast called Old Fashioned Christian Radio, apparently all music. I wouldn't be surprised if they're on the air with a new station before WRNO in nearby New Orleans ever comes back. George Thurman in Texas says, WRNO and their insurance company cannot come to terms as previously thought. They cannot agree on a settlement amount and are asking for prayers and donations. On June 3rd at 2109, I found a loud and clear signal on a previously unused broadcast frequency, 12180. The program was Global Crisis Radio. It turned out to be the Republic Broadcast Network, as relayed by WWRB in Tennessee. Dave France said he was testing that frequency for a few days or a week instead of 11920. It was heard past 23 UT. Here's an amateur radio special event via the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, via Dave Raycroft, ODXA. The Texas DX Society and friends will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Great Armadillo Run of 1986 with a special event station, call sign K7A, not in Texas, but at Virginia City, Nevada, over the Field Day weekend, June 24th and 25th. From 1983 to 85, TDXS sponsored Armadillo Runs, which over 3 years activated every county in the fifth call area. In 1986, they celebrated the Texas sesquicentennial by sponsoring the Great Armadillo Run of 86, attempting to activate every county in the USA over 2 weekends. This was covered in QST and CQ for April 1986. Following up our previous reports about a new public radio station on 93.5 in Marfa, Texas, out near Big Bend country, called KRTS. Well, is it on the air or not? It was supposedly inaugurated last February with luminaries such as Dan Rather and Willie Nelson participating. There's been discussion of this on the WTFDA list. Scott Feibich says, I don't see any grant of a construction permit yet in Marfa, just the application for Matinee Radio LLC, accepted for filing in January 05 and amended in October. Someone's got a lot of splaining to do if they started building the thing, much less turned it on, before even getting a valid construction permit. Curtis Sadowski in Illinois says it gets better. While searching for web references to the Marfa station, I found they applied for a federal grant to build it from the NTIA. Scott says the Marfa folks did win the 93.5 frequency at auction, but even after you win that, you still have to follow all the rules about applying for a construction permit, which they don't appear to have done. Then Curtis found on the BorderBlasters.com website a large MP3 file of a program from KRTS in Marfa. He says, I think it's conclusive they're actually on the air. I've been trying to contact the station, but they don't reply to their email, nor has the author of a story about it in the New York Times replied. Here's what appears to be another FM pirate in Wisconsin, Kenosha, called WIPZ, heard by John K9RZZ in Milwaukee, reporting to the WTFDA list. On 88.5, formerly on 101.7, they have a website at the University of Wisconsin Parkside, so it's operated by students, www.wipzradio.com. It's been a very bad week for broadcast towers and people involved with them. Three people fell off a TV tower in eastern Pottawatomie County, Iowa, and all three were killed. It was an Iowa Public Television tower, a crew repairing strobe lights, says a report on KETV Omaha via Bill Smith. Another item in the Omaha World Herald said they fell an estimated 1,200 feet, that's nearly from the top of the tower. They worked for Dieter's Tower Service in Grimes, Iowa. Not clear what caused them to fall. They were wearing safety harnesses. That was May 31st, and then on June 1st, four died in an Army chopper crash when it clipped a TV station guy wire in South Georgia of WFXL Channel 40. One other person aboard survived. This was covered on WALB-TV via Greg Hardison and Kevin Redding, and also in the Atlanta Journal. The KLAK radio tower was vandalized, reports K10, Channel 10 in Ada, Oklahoma. They didn't bother to say exactly where, except it's in Grayson County, which means it's across the border in Texas. The station is licensed to 97.5 in Durant, Oklahoma, and according to the FCC listings, it only had a construction permit for a new tower in near Tom Bean in Grayson County, Texas. Thanks to Artie Bigley for forwarding the story. In this case, no one was hurt, but someone, presumably kids, destroyed the mid-level and lower-level lighting systems with shotgun blasts and also stole copper grounding wire. More sad news via Walt Salmaniv and Jim Renfrew. The operator of a pirate presumably in Southern California called KCBM, a shortwave pirate on 7440, later 6990, called Barry Strange, has died of mesothelioma, according to his friend Ken Holicum, who hopes to get the station back on the air and keep it going. KSL 1160 Salt Lake City is interfering with other stations since it's one of those stations running so-called HD radio, but now it's getting a taste of its own medicine. There's a new Mexican station on its frequency, 1160, XEQIN in San Quintin, Baja California Norte, has moved on that frequency from 1290, first reported by Martin Foltz in Mission Viejo, California, ABDX. They announced the power as 10,000 watts. Not clear whether they're actually running that much at night or just in the daytime, but it may well be 10 kilowatts at night, causing a lot of interference, at least in Southern California, to KSL and probably elsewhere. They used the slogan La Voz del Valle. That irregular Colombian was back, at least on May 29th, Radio Líder, heard by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, from 06 to 6:30 UT, with many IDs and romantic Spanish ballads measured on 6139.79, with interference from Deutsche Welle. I listened to the first airing of the new condensed DX Party Line to 14 and a half minutes, and I find that it still contains a hefty tip for real living, making up 25% of the show. Meanwhile, the Spanish version, Aventura de Exista, in which Alan Graham, or I should say Alan Graham, also participates, does not contain anything but on-topic DX information. Even though it has been expanded to 14 and a half minutes, and is now relayed by WRMI immediately following DXPL, UT Saturdays and Sundays at 05:15, and Mondays at 05:45 on 9955. Rogildo Fontanelli Aragão on the Condiz list reports from Bolivia that Radio Virgen del Carmen, Huancavelica, Peru, on 4886.8, was heard announcing its website, where there is a history of the station, formerly known as Radio Huancavelica. It's www.radiovirgendelcarmen.com. Steve Lehrer in Michigan checks periodically for LRA 36 Antarctica on June 5th at 2010 UT on 15476. He says he heard absolutely nothing, despite the fact that on the Radio Escudas group, Antonio Lozada in Porto Alegre reported hearing Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel June 2nd at 18:30 with news and a lot of talk about the city of Córdoba with a fair signal. It was also reported via Jose Miguel Romero from Ernesto Palero in Argentina, Sintonía de X, as being heard from 20 to 21 UT on an uncertain date in late May. On May 30th, Dave Valco in Pennsylvania reported to Hardcore DX a tentative reception of it at 2020 UT, definitely a signal with bits of extremely weak audio at times. I could not tell when it signed off, but it was not heard after 2100. He measured this one on 15475.97. A timely tip from Pete Kemp on the NRC AM list. Radio Shack is closing many of its stores and is blowing everything out, even the storage bins and display cases. Many techies are getting in and purchasing coax, connectors, and things at below flea market prices. So keep an eye on Radio Shack stores in your area in case some sales pop up. Sporadic eSkip continues to go wild. David Hodgson in Tennessee, for example, says he hears the KOA Denver studio link on 11 meters, 25950 FM, just about any time, including 0922 UT in the middle of the night. More astonishing is that on June 4th and 5th, there were numerous multi-hop sporadic e-contacts between Japan and eastern U.S., not only the western U.S., on 6 meters. There aren't any low-band Japanese TV stations, although their FM band starts lower than ours at 76 megahertz. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 6th, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 June 7th, dipping to 5 and 2 on the 11th to 13th, 19th to 25th. Solar flux dropping from 80 June 7th to 15th to 75 on the 16th to 29th. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 1318.